Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
But also Tom.
I am here finally.
He is here finally. He has. It's great. It's amazing and we're very happy. Tom has recorded all of his things. As long as I have the effort and don't just release them all in one batch, I will release those individually with ours, so it will not feel like he's been gone. But
you can either delete my intro to every single episode and release as one big one, or you can separate it out.
I think I'll try and separate it out. I think that would make more sense, but we'll see. It very much depends on how much energy I have to do it when I wind up having to do Bad Batch, which will be actually quite soon, because Hell of a Boss has just finished. So
that TEF though, rip.
Should have been Monday. I mean, those were a hard couple of episodes to watch. They were like, they're great, but it's like, this just sucks. We don't want to see more clones die.
There'll be a lot
but
more where that came from.
Yeah.
This series.
The signs are all there. But anyway, we are here today on episode 8 of season 3, which I think is about the halfway episode, either just before or just after. Called Bad Territory. So let's get into this one and see what happens, starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
That's what they're calling their new base. They're going to get together, maybe. It's going to be the Bad Territory. And they're going to be drug lords or something.
So we're a week late on this one, so we've got this one and we've got episode 9 after it.
Yay!
I have been slightly spoiled on a couple of the characters not appearing.
Many spoilers.
As long as Chris hasn't, that's all that matters.
I haven't. I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know how I managed to just... Maybe I'm just not very active in Star Wars things and social media.
I managed get spoiled for the episodes that I had to catch up on. But then as soon as I caught up with them, I immediately got spoiled for the next couple of episodes. Well, thanks. I love this place. Also Thatcher.
Yeah. It's not your fault. Oh, I hope she's doing okay.
Oh, yes, I remember her.
And she had a thing with Tech.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
We have
Felix Shand.
Better option than CAD.
Yeah. Oh no. Shaky, shaky.
Yeah, not this time, Omega.
Yay! Hunter's trusting him more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important.
Need some bionics. Oh, that's
I don't know. He needs something, but it's a cool station.
That's a cool station.
A lot more colour on it than we normally see.
Oh, hang on. Oh, what was it? Was that a Legends thing? No, it was a in a certain point of view, the Return of the Jedi, they mentioned and a little bit in the other ones, they mentioned about a place that was basically gambler's paradise, like a lawless.
Is that on Nar Shaddaa?
No, I don't think it was.
Fair.
Because it was one of the settings for part of a story, if I remember correctly.
Is that Greedo or just another Rodian?
Greedo doesn't speak basic.
He doesn't. You're right.
I think he's only Hutsies.
Mm-hmm. Like the music.
Oh, of course, they're going to have to work with her.
Mm-hmm. And she's kind of crosshair. That's fine. They're not bounty hunters.
Yeah, but it could be a lot of money.
Could be, but... Oh, yeah, we do have AZ3. Yeah, because he went, they tried to turn him into one of the shadows. I gotta see a ship. Forgot how cool it was. say. It's not a thick door, guys.
I mean, to be fair to Sanic, yeah, words.
Oh, he's very scrambly looking.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a
Hexian brood.
All that.
That's Fallen Order stuff.
Yeah.
I imagine they exist outside of Fallen Order, but that's where I know them from anyway.
Well, they called the Hexian Brood.
Hexian Brood, yeah. They're the people that Grease owes credits to.
Oh.
And they're the ones that kidnap you in the first game.
Ah.
Good to know.
That's definitely going to come up.
Holy cannon. Group. No legend, previous origin.
Mm-hmm. Pidroid.
Everywhere they are nowadays.
Well, Pidroids.
Yeah.
Yeah, like rats.
They're like the mouse droids of gnomes. Monkey.
Imagine what it must be like in the world if you just can't speak any of the droid languages.
I mean, some people can't, and it is harder. So yeah, Fallen Order is the origin of the Hexian Brood, so...
Yeah, it's cool.
We've got the Jotas mentioned in episode 2, and now we've got a bigger reference here, which is very cool.
And for certain unmentionable reasons due to spoilers,
mm-hmm.
the fact that they've now been mentioned in this makes them properly canon.
Yeah.
Nice ship.
Mm-hmm. I'd never go in the water. Oh, no.
Oh, that's what I meant by mines.
Yeah.
I felt like an idiot. Yeah. I thought they're like, oh, they're digging for like ore or something down there. That's why he's saying it's risky.
She no care.
I do like that this is Wrecker's area of expertise, though, because, like, he is just very strong and
he's
can be kind of dumb.
He's going to die next.
But, oh, shush. But also just, like, he's not... He's got his, like, areas that he does know very well.
Close only counts in... Was it horseshoes and hand grenades?
It's a cool outfit she's got. It's clearly in your head, buddy.
I do like how willing he is to just hear her out.
Yeah. Thatcher's just vibing.
Thatcher is always vibing at all times of the day.
That's the true Doc experience, is to just vibe all day.
Oh no.
Oh, crocodiles.
Figured out why the mines are there. It's not to keep people out, it's to stop those things.
Oh no.
Punch the alligator!
They're crocodiles, they don't have broad snouts.
You're right. But yeah.
Honestly, they look more
crocodile
like...
Crocodile things what? That are also pack hunters?
Honestly, they look more like Sarcosuchus than an actually living... Oh, hello!
Yeah, lots of big spines on the top as well.
Mm.
Nice.
They're giant legged barracudas.
Mm. They pack hunt as well. Very dangerous.
You say that like they went so willingly, good. Fennec.
Yeah, true.
No, it's just her saying that's why it's your job. You know?
Valid.
Burn.
Let's see.
Yeah. Wrecker said that, I think, to try and be insulting, but that's absolutely her philosophy.
Yeah. At the moment.
For now, yeah. True.
She definitely softens by Boba. But then again, she had been shot at that point and saved, so.
Yeah. She's basically dead, anyway.
Change in perspective. But yeah, I mean, their own information on M counts, and they're doing it for Omega. She's not dumb. She's going to put two and two together.
I mean, if they want information on literally anything, it's most likely going to be Omega anyway.
Very true.
Yes, that's how that works.
You signed up for this, Wrecker. You can't... Well, Hunter signed you up for it.
Wrecker seems to be, you know, only just getting the concept of Bounty Hunter now.
Yeah. I mean, Wrecker has been significantly more clued up this season.
Yeah.
He's inherited Tech's brains.
I mean, he's thinking straighter than Wrecker, than Hunter is, because Hunter's was very focused on saving Omega, and now is very focused on figuring out what's up with Omega.
Hyper-protective. Ooh, yeah. Crap.
Whereas I think Wrecker's a bit more like, well, hang on, think about what we're doing.
Oh.
That is a Killick. I'm pretty sure that is a Killick.
It may well be.
Tunnels. Aha! I've built up immunity to stun blasts. I've been stunning myself 17 times a day.
I think it hit the ship.
Ah, yeah.
Ooh, careful.
Haha, he has built up an immunity to stun blasts. Oh, can't handle that many.
Yeah, I mean, taking 3 stun blasts is still impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's because he's been stunning himself 17 times a day.
or his species is just kind of resistant to it.
No!
It's doing what, Wookiee guy... I've forgotten the name of the Wookiee, but it's what the Wookiee Jedi showed her.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, the one from the Padawans. Oh, yep. What was his name?
Bob.
It was not Bob. Because she said it didn't work for him, like, Gunji.
FBI, open up.
She picks things up from everyone.
Okay, not Killak, but still a...
It's a beautiful shot.
Still a Legends thing?
Mm-hmm.
But Huck. Or Yan... the Amurai, which are like a praying mantis type.
Yeah. Did look like it.
Thing. And they were the guys who fought Grievous.
Okay.
They were the fellas who attacked his thing.
Yep.
Oh God, it's stormy outside today.
It is.
I've got to go to the shops later.
Is a yellow weather warning in effect?
Oh boy. Good thing I'm not in a really small light car.
I never know she's got the three little pods underneath.
Mm.
That's where they're keeping thingies in. Yeah. I wonder who she's talking to.
I have a feeling I know.
Is it Caddy Boy?
Maybe.
Or is it Bomber Fott?
Maybe.
Or is it whatever?
No,
or is it we'll find out very shortly.
Dengar.
No, it's Glub Shitto.
Dengar.
So, there we go.
Dengar. Okay.
A fun episode.
Yeah.
Definitely like a slower pace, and also just felt like a pretty safe bet that, you know, we weren't going to lose anyone or anything like that after the last two have been very tense situations. So Crosshair is trying to arm his mind and all that stuff, which we've seen the start of but not the end of. And then we just got a fun adventure with Fennec and some callbacks to some legend stuff and to some video game stuff.
Technically, it's still part of, not the Kalax, the Huxle part canon, because they still invaded Rufus's planet. It might not have happened the same way.
Yeah, sure. But still cool to see them. Mm-hmm. Nice to see Hunter Mecha doing some stuff. And yeah, Fennec's cool. Cool to see more Fennec. And hear a little bit more about what Crosshair has been through, and also just Crosshair hearing about everything that he missed out on. Yeah, all those scenes are always great. Fun episode. Definitely feels like we need this information. We have to do this thing to get this information. Kind of episode, which it was. But yeah, who was she speaking to? It's a little bit like how we had in season one. We had the Martez sisters help out and then contact Rex, letting him know about the sisters. But yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Oh no,
what's that?
It's not interesting. Initially I thought that the in canon they were a lot nicer than they were in Legends, but no, they were still slaving the Khalid.
Fair.
They were still being raiders and arseholes, and then Grievous was like, no you don't, and invaded their home.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently conquered their home in canon, which...
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Republic was asked for help.
And sure.
That's why Grievous was upset.
Indeed. There we go.
Was asked for help by slavers and raiders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Welcome.
Republic.
Palpatine was in charge. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Fun episode. Looks like it's definitely leading into the next one, which is called The Harbinger. The Harbinger. Like we pronounced it. So, yeah. Wonder. We'll find out next time. Until then, thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are those there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.